As you settle in, adjusting the weight of your body to fit what you're resting on comfortably, there is nothing you need to do right now. No problem to solve, nothing to accomplish for the next few minutes, for everything is taken care of. Now you can allow your eyelids to gently close and begin to breathe in and out softly and easily. Briefly focus your attention again on your breathing, and now at the same time on the rhythm of your heart. Notice this deep, strong, gentle beating as you bring into your body and mind that fresh, clear breath of oxygen. Feel how relaxing it is to release or let go of any staleness, fatigue, worry, or discomfort. With each breath in and then out, allow yourself to begin to go down, 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 to that beautiful place of relaxation and peace. Notice again how each breath moves you ever so gently to that deeper place of comfort and peace, and that now you can do this as slowly or quickly as you like. In this place of deep comfort and letting go, you will be most in tune with the inner wisdom of your body. In this relaxed place, allow your mind to drift ahead to 1 year from now. A year may seem like a long time, or it may be hard to see yourself without pain or limitations that you may be experiencing now. But allow yourself to drift ahead about a year, which is approximately a year and a half after your surgery. Using the power of your imagination, go a little farther with this mental picture and allow yourself to see what you may be doing. Are you inside the house or in the out of doors? Are you performing your sport? See whatever activity you would like, taking care again to notice what clothes you are wearing, what kind of a day it is, and who is there with you, and how you look and feel. Allow yourself to feel how freely and easily and pain-free you are moving as you see yourself completely healed. When you get up in the morning, there is no stiffness or soreness. You are up and getting ready for the activities of the day before you even realize how good your knee feels. You didn't really notice it because it is functioning exactly as it is supposed to, working as one unit with your body, without discomfort or restriction. As you mentally return back to the chair you are sitting in, I wonder what your unaffected knee can tell your affected knee. As you may have experienced before, they can talk to each other in this relaxed state, not talking in the out loud sense, but in a quiet, wise sense, the way that parts of the body relate to each other through the brain. Now that you are farther in your recovery, what advice does the unaffected knee have for you or for your affected knee? It may be the same advice, or it may be different. Being confident that you need not be consciously aware of any transfer of information between the two, give up your conscious thinking, your awake control, for just a few moments. Step back Allow the wisdom of your unaffected me to guide your affected me. Since you are already peaceful and relaxed, now is a good time to once again thank your body for its healing, vitalizing energy. Your body is restoring you to good health, full of endurance. It is responsive to its own needs. Yes, it is responsive to its own needs. And you can help it to do what it does so well when you help it by using your mind with relaxation and imagery. Remember, you are seeing yourself a year from now, a year and a half or so after your ligament was replaced. There is much for your brain and other parts of your body to accomplish that requires time. Things like tiny nerve endings reconnecting, your affected knee relearning its position, your new or relocated ligament feeling comfortable and accepted, learning to be a strong team member with the rest of your knee. Strength, flexibility, confidence, and general healing are all yours with time and practice. Even if you are discouraged or feeling confined, this image of strength and endurance is extremely powerful, and you will want to concentrate on this image as often as possible. Your body will believe and act on what you tell it. You have been exercising regularly, so your muscles are tight and strong. You can go all day on your knee, walking, running, swimming, skiing, playing, hiking, shopping, or whatever physical activity you choose to do. You are confident in the strength of your knee because you know the ligament is solidly integrated with your bones. Your body has done an outstanding job of accepting it and welcoming it. And if you were to go inside your knee again, you would not be able to find the places where the ligament was attached, because tissue and bone have become one and the same. Take a look mentally at this union of tissue and bone, this incredibly strong bond right now. See how the thick, invincible, shiny cable of your ligament arches perfectly through your knee and then blends and melts into the gray of the bone. In your mind, see your ligament as a giant cable again. You're fascinated as you see it bending and moving with ease. And as you watch it more closely, you can just barely see each of the fibers that make up this wonderful part of your body, winding their way into the microscopic openings in the bone where it attaches. Each of these fibers is so firmly entrenched in the bone that they are virtually fused with the bone. The further you go in your recovery, the stronger each of these fibers become locked with the femur and tibia and cannot let go. The point where tissue and bone join is indistinguishable. This means that everything you used to do and even more is possible. Whatever activity it was that you were doing when your original ligament was damaged cannot tear that ligament from the bone now, for your new ligament, sometimes two ligaments wound closely together, is at least twice as strong and resilient as your original ligament. This means that very soon from now, you can perform whatever motion or activity or exercise you desire without any fear or concern that you will ever hurt the ligament again. You always want to keep those muscles strong around your knee so that you can be as active as you want. But your new ligament is now freeing you to return to the things you want and need to do without worrying about its stability or strength. Say to yourself again, "My knee is strong, powerful, and flexible. My knee feels better and better every day. I am strong and pain-free and powerful." And so feeling yourself back in that chair or lying down, with soft eyes, you can begin to come back into the room when you're ready. You can feel the floor beneath your feet and the chair or bed against the back of your body. You are fully supported and well. And in a moment, I will count backward from 5 to 1, and you may take your time to come to a place of alertness and peace. And of course, you will decide when you are ready to do this. For if you decide to remain in this state of deep relaxation and confidence a little longer, you will simply delay my instructions just a little longer. When you are ready, you will come to full alertness with the deep knowing that you have done healing work, that you are well, healthy, and strong. And so, you will now say to yourself, beginning with 5, "I am safe and strong." 4, "My wisest self is working within me." 3, "I am feeling peaceful yet energized." 2, "I know in a deep place that I am better than I ever was." 1, "I am well in every way."